As we continue to learn about the kinos, we mentioned that in the kina about the kohanim, Eicha Yashva Chavatzelas HaSharon, that was a kina that shifted our understanding to more about something else, about the kohanim, not just about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The kina Vayakoni Yirmiyoa Yoshiyo, which is kina Yud Aleph, is a kina that as well shifts our tragedies and what we're focusing on. And here we talk about Yoshiyo himself, and so important is this eulogy for Yoshiyo that it makes up an entire perek in Megillas Eicha. The story is about Yoshiyo that while Chizkiyo tries to force a Baal Tshuva movement, both Menashe and his son Amon, but Menashe, more, you know, for a longer period of time, created a terrible situation for the Jewish people. He was the longest ruling king for 57 years, and everything his father, Chizkiyo, put in place, Menashe uprooted. Avodah Zarah was put back, and it was terrible. And even though Menashe himself tries to do tshuva, it's too late. And it really created a situation in which the Jewish people were at one of their lowest in all time. Finally, Yoshiyo comes in and brings the people back, creates a Baal Tshuva movement, gets people re-inspired, reconnect with Ribono Sholem. Although if you look through the Kina, one of the things that the Kina notes is that the people, although they were doing Tshuva outwardly, externally, it looked like they were, obviously a big portion of them were doing the right Tshuva, but some of them kept the Avodah Zarah behind their door. So if they would come in to inspect their house and open the door, you wouldn't see the Avodah Zarah. It would split in half. The door would, you know, fall back, so to speak, on itself, and they would leave, and they would close the door. The Avodah Zarah would come back. It's an important idea in general about how we externally and internally worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tohu Kiboru, the Gemara says. We have to be, you know, externally and internally an Eved of Hashem. We can't just do things inwardly. And we can't just do things outwardly and externally. But either way, Yoshiyo, the story continues that Yoshiyo thought that the Jewish people were at such a good point that he decides that he's not going to let two nations, Syria and Egypt, that were fighting with each other, to pass through Israel. There is a halacha. The Torah tells us, v'cherev lo sa'avor ba'artzechem. You can't have the sword pass through the land. So he says, I'm not going to let them come through. Even though they're fighting each other, I'm going to stand my ground. And Yirmiyo says, Yoshiyo, let them through. They're just fighting one another. It's not worth it. But Yoshiyo stands his ground, and of course, that leads to his downfall, and he is killed. And we read this kina via Konein Yirmiyo al Yoshiyo. Historically, this kina is one of the few kinos that are actually alluded to in the Navi already, this story. So, why do we have this kina? We talked about Churban Beis HaMikdash. We talked about how terrible it is, how tragic it is, how affected the stratospheres in the world. We talked about Siluk HaShechina, the removal of God's presence from the Jewish people. We talked about the Kohanim at least defending the Beis HaMikdash from the Romans. What are we supposed to learn with this kina by Yekonin Yirmiyo al Yoshiyo? The first theme of the kina is the Gemara tells us that the shkula misasan shel tzadikim, the death of the tzadikim, gives kisreifas beis alokenu. It's like the loss of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. The first is, as the Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, that there are some people that are so transcendent that their loss really affects everything else. And I think as we think back to this past year, to who we've lost since this past Tisha B'Av, from a gadol standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, tremendous gedolim. We've left a void in leadership of the poskei hador, of the gedolei hador that are no longer in this world, and that's via Konein Yirmiyo al Yoshiyo. But I don't think it's a coincidence that at the same time we talk about the tzaddikim and the gedolim and the leaders, we also talk about one person. This kina is a reminder that we cannot get lost in numbers when we discuss tragedy and we discuss Jewish history. We have to remember that every single person has the potential to impact and affect the world in an extremely positive way. And that's what we learn in this week's Parsha with Pinchas. Everybody can have that role and have that impact. And that's why we read this kina. It's not that we should only lament and mourn, and we should, the gedolim, but it's a reminder that we ourselves can rise to that level. We not might be the posek hador, but every single person has that potential. I'll never forget, I once read a story about a young girl, unfortunately 2 years ago, a young girl who was killed in Israel Ori Ansbacher. Ori Ansbacher was, as the stories were told about her, just a remarkable, remarkable person. And during the Shiva, they found a piece of paper. She wrote a song. She wrote a song. And they sang it at her Shiva. But it's a song about what one person can do, about the impact, about reclaiming your world, about renewal, and about the world that we can make, a peaceful world that we can do. And that, to me, has always resonated. This is what this kina is about. This kina is about when we mourn on Tisha B'Av. Every single thing that we do on Tisha B'Av is not just a cry. It's a cry to move forward. How am I going to live a better life? How am I going to impact? There's so much tshuva that is involved in the 3 weeks and in Tisha B'Av of the night. It's not just a day to sit on the floor and to cry and to watch sad movies or Operation Thunderbolt. It is a chance to realize, how much can I do? How much can I accomplish? So we read kinos about what happened to the Jewish people. What are the sins that we have to fix? And at the same time, what are the things that I can do? How can I make the world a better place? How can I bring more Kedusha into the world? How can I help somebody today? And that's Vayikonen Yirmiyahu Yoshio, the impact of one person.